When did you say they'd be coming?
By 6 o'clock. I told Pete and Gus to be here by 6.
But now it's almost 7. Do you think they'll make it? It's almost time.
They're up to their old tricks again. They said they'd be on time, but as usual, they're late.
Then I guess we'll just have to wait.
Mr. Rondell, I have to ask you one more time. Consider the circumstance. Ruth Crawford, my teacher and mentor from Berkeley, is here. When she hears Sarah sing, it could make all the difference. Please give her this chance.
Yes, please give her this chance.
That's enough, that's enough. You don't know what's good for her. What is it you can't see? Leave my family alone. Leave us be.
Sarah, hey, listen, I've got a truck. We can leave right after the show.
Oh, Willie, not now.
It has to be now. Be now, just tell me that you'll go. Just tell me that you'll go.
Sarah, come here now. I need to speak with you.
Cal, just leave her be. Just leave her be. Sarah's a young woman. You can't tell her what to do.
Willie's just trouble.
But she don't belong to you.
Ma, listen to what I say. He's talking to her about running away.
Hello there, folks. Just a little longer. I hope that you don't mind.
We haven't got a whole day. These people are always late. This is just a waste of time.
I'm sorry that I promised they would come. When things go wrong, it sure makes me feel dumb.
When I wake up every day, I make a list of all the things I really have to do. I cogitate, calculate, estimate, evaluate, so life proceeds exactly as I want it to.
But then something will come up unexpected. The boat you built begins to spring a leak. Your ointment has some flies. The creek begins to rise, and you don't have a paddle, so to speak.
Even the perfect fabric's known to fray. The best laid plans will often go astray.
The best laid plans aren't all that great. The puffed up dream will soon deflate. You imagine something perfect and you really have no doubt, but the best laid plans might not work out.
A mastermind has to think things through, the how and why and what to do. But the devil's in the details and uncertainties about.
So even the best laid plans might not work out.
Bonaparte had designs to rule the world, a stunning plan, and no one who could foil it. But his plot began to splinter when he met the Russian winter, and all his dreams just wound up in the toilet.
And don't forget the man, McGillicuddy, who set out to explore the Arctic snow. He forgot to take his rubbers to the land of ice and blubber, and he froze his toes at 48 below.
We seem to think we have it all together, but the fall will surely follow from our pride.
We're sure of our success,
and things turn into
a mess, and soon our fortunes are turning with the tide.
A mastermind has to think things through.
But precisely planned scenarios may never come about. Yes, the best laid plans might not work out.
The best laid plans aren't all that great. The part of dream will soon deflate.
You imagine something perfect and you really have no doubt. But even the best laid plans might not work.
But even the best laid plans might not work.
But even the best laid plans might not work out.